Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour, as we listen to distinguished music inspired by volcanic destruction. Magma Come Loudly is what we call tonight's program. With volcanic eruptions in Hawaii very much in the news lately, my thoughts began to gravitate towards several pieces evocative of volcanoes. By good fortune, the timings actually tally up to an hour of explosive programming. We'll begin with the longest work on tonight's show, and then ratchet up the level of brutality toward the latter portion of the hour, with a couple of pieces by the Icelandic composer Jan Leifs. First, a symphony by American composer Alan Hovhaannes, inspired by the eruption of Mount St. Helens back in 1980. Hovhaannes came to write this music 3 years later. It is his Symphony No. 50. It falls into three movements, and certainly bears the stamp of the composer's Eastern influences. Hovhaannes was of Armenian descent. He also found fascination with Indian, Chinese, and Japanese cultures. He viewed mountains as symbols of man's attempt to know God, symbolic meeting places between the mundane and spiritual worlds. The friction of the natural and the spiritual informed the progression of this piece, from a sense of grandeur in the first movement, a prelude and fugue in praise of Mount St. Helens, through the placidity of Paradise Lake, the beauty of which disappeared forever in Helens' volcanic destruction. The volcano itself is evoked in the third and final movement, the events of the morning of May 18th, percussively rendered. The violence subsides, and the dawn hymn of the opening returns in triumph. Here's the Symphony No. 50 of Alan Hovhaannes, Mount St. Helens. The Seattle Symphony is conducted by Gerard Schwartz. Thank you. music dating from 1983 by Alan Havanas. That was the Symphony No. 50, Mount St. Helens, inspired by the natural disaster which took place in Havanas' native Northwest 3 years earlier. The eruption of Helens suggested in the final movement, we've heard the Seattle Symphony conducted by Gerard Schwartz. Magma Come Loudly, distinguished music evocative of volcanic eruptions tonight. You're listening to The Lost Chord. Havanas' Volcano Symphony is like a walk in the park compared with our next two pieces, both of them by the Icelandic genius Jan Leifs. We hear first from the choreographic drama Baldur, Leifs' longest work, and as with so many of his major pieces, the composer never heard it performed in his lifetime. It characteristically expands what we accept as percussion instruments to include hammers, rocks, chains, and gunshots. Baldur is one of the many gods of Norse mythology, beloved by Odin, who forbids every creature living or dead to do him any harm. They all swear not to, save the lowly mistletoe. The god of mischief, Loki, ever envious of Baldur, exploits his Achilles' heel, if we're to mix our mythologies, during a throwing game in which the gods amuse themselves by hurling objects at the seemingly invincible Baldur, Loki slips the mistletoe to one of his brethren, and at the touch of the bush, Baldur falls instantly dead. Leifs never cared much for the appropriation of the Norse myths by the Germans. He'd studied in Leipzig, married a Jewish wife, and lived in Germany for much of World War II, where his family endured some very unpleasant experiences. Finally, in 1944, he moved to Sweden, and then returned to his native Iceland, where he set about composing some fiercely nationalistic scores, reclaiming Icelandic culture in uncompromisingly primal creations, reflective of the Norsemen's stoic heroism in the face of often brutal conditions, and a sense of the sublime inspired by the native landscape. No one scores natural phenomena quite like Leifs. In this work, Leifs employs not one but two natural disasters. Loki whips up a hurricane to try to disrupt Baldur's wedding in Act 1, and Act 2, following the cremation of Baldur, concludes with a volcanic eruption. Here's the Iceland Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kari Kropsu. Volcanic Eruption and Atonement, from the ballet Baldur, by Jan Leifs. The concluding moments of the choreographic drama Baldur by Jan Leifs. Tenor Gunnar Gudbjornsson was Odin, pronouncing his final benediction with the Skulla Cantorum, and the Iceland Symphony was conducted by Kari Kropsu. We've heard Volcanic Eruption and Atonement. Music from Baldur by Jan Leifs. One final work of Leifs to conclude tonight's program. It's been called the loudest piece of classical music ever written. I'm speaking of Hecla from 1961, 15 or so years after Baldur. Both musical volcanoes, by the way, inspired by the eruption of Hecla in 1947, which Leifs actually witnessed. This, however, is a much more expansive and detailed evocation than that heard in the earlier ballet. The scoring consists of a virtual arsenal employed by 19 percussionists. Anvils, stones, sirens, plate bells, chains, shotguns, cannons, and a large wooden stump. For their own well-being, the performers are instructed to wear earplugs. Here again is the Iceland Symphony. This time the conductor is N. Schwau. Probably the closest you'll ever want to get to a volcanic eruption. Hecla by Jan Leifs. Thank you. Music dating from 1961. It's been called the loudest piece of classical music ever written. That was Hekla, evocative of an erupting volcano, a work of Icelandic composer Jan Leifs. The Iceland Symphony and the Skóla Cantorum were conducted by N. Schwau. Both of the Leifs performances we've sampled this evening are available on the BIS label. And with Hekla, we come to the conclusion of tonight's program, consisting of music of Leifs and Alan Hovhaannis, whose Mount St. Helens Symphony we heard earlier. If there was a degree awarded for distinguished achievement in volcanic music, these composers would certainly have graduated magna cum laude. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network at WWFM.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, visit my Facebook page at Classic Ross Amico.